Hey, what's up, guys? This is Red Band, and you're listening to Kill Tony. Tony Hinchcliffe's brand new comedy special, his first one, is on Netflix. That's right, Netflix. That's crazy. Check out Tony Hinchcliffe One Shot, recorded live from the Ice House in Pasadena, California. It's right now on Netflix, available for streaming for free. So check it out. Also, don't forget to check out Tony Hinchcliffe's website, TonyHinchcliffe.com, for all his tour dates and merchandise. And DeathSquad.tv for everything else Death Squad, including my new podcast, What Brian Redband Do, and Verbal Violence. So check out DeathSquad.tv. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes. You can either subscribe to Kill Tony on iTunes, or you can subscribe to Death Squad, which has all the podcasts that we do here at Death Squad. And last but not least, don't forget to check out our tour date calendar by going to DeathSquad.tv and clicking on tour dates to find out where we are next. And ShopSquad.tv for the official merchandise of the Death Squad universe. All right, here's a brand new episode of Kill Tony.
Hey, this is Redman coming to you live from the world famous comedy store for a brand new episode of Kill Tony Volume 3. Give it up for Tony Hinchcliffe!
Hi, everybody. Here we are. Wow, we did it again. Another fun Monday night. Hi, everyone. Make some noise. We're a live audience on a Monday night. We are live. And keep it going for the great musical stylings. You've heard them. You love them. It's Pat Reagan, everybody. And our house artist, Ryan J. Ebeld, who's going to draw tonight's episode. Clap for Ryan, everybody. Yeah. He draws every episode. Starts out a plain sheet of paper. And somehow he gets us all in there and figures it out. All of his work's at RyanJEbelt.com. Amazing stuff. And Brian Redband.
What's up, guys?
Hey. And Josh Martin, everybody. There he is, fresh off of some kind of Alaskan crab boat or something like that. So here we are, and we're back on another lovely Monday. It's always fun, always good to be home. But I fly back out tomorrow, going to New York City for something crazy, and then I come back again. But I'm going to be headlining New York City at Caroline's for you people that are listening to this podcast right now. Live anywhere near New York City, or maybe you even live a few hours away. Maybe you live, you know, in the tens of hours away. Go to New York City at the first weekend of February. I'm headlining there for the first time at Caroline's. Tickets are somewhere.
That's great, man.
So what else, Brian?
This Wednesday we have a Death Squad secret show, and also Death Squad's going to Brea, California with George Perez, and we're going to have a bunch of Death Squad guests on that show, so
there you go. For you Latinos, they're going to be in Brea.
Yeah.
For the Latino podcast listeners, an hour outside of LA.
Yeah.
All right. Pat, how are you?
I'm doing good,
Welcome
man.
Back. You
Thank
missed
you.
Your flight last week.
Yeah, I misread an email and then showed up 3 hours late, and then they told me I couldn't get on the plane. Because it was already at its destination.
Oh, yeah, that's sort of, yeah, it's hard to get on that plane.
Yeah. They were nice, though. Southwest, you know, it's the way to go.
Really? You a big Southwest fan?
Hell yeah.
People love Southwest.
I love Southwest.
It's amazing. They really have turned their shit around the last few years, huh?
Yeah, when we landed, the attendant sang Silent Night.
That's the only problem is they always sing and they have those like silly songs that they sing.
What? I mean, they try really hard.
They're
like on. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Like doing comedy bits.
What do you mean?
One out of every three flights they sing.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
These
black girls sang Silent Night a cappella over the
over the intercom on the flight?
Yeah, right when we touched down.
Wow. Yeah. Was it Christmas?
It was December 23rd.
That's a little creepy. I mean, you know, I don't know.
You know Joey Diaz. We once were on a flight, and they led us on American Airlines. We said we were in a band, and Joey Diaz over the intercom did Biggie, and like no one cared. Like that's like that seems illegal as fuck. Letting Joey Diaz sing Biggie on American Airlines flight in the middle of the flight.
That does sound pretty terrible. Put your hands together for Jamie Vernon, everybody, back there on the HD camera. Everybody always forgets about little Jamie back there.
Ah, little Jamie.
The hardest working guys in show business. Are you guys ready to start tonight's episode or what, you crazy motherfuckers? Every single week I surprise you with two of the best comedians in the world. They always sit here and be hilarious and talk to us and these brand new comedians, a lot of some of them established comedians that sign up to do 60 seconds. We always have the best guests. I take great pride in it because I always book the guests for this show. And I'm so fucking good at it. And tonight's one of those nights where I really get to bask in my glory because I have booked this so well that I don't even have to do anything for the rest of the show. Anyway, put your hands together for two of my favorite comedians. It's Doug Benson and Sarah Tiana, everybody. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. How about that? Sarah Tiana, Doug Benson. You can tell which one's which.
Balancing.
You might have been wondering, hey, I wonder how high Doug Benson is tonight. He likes to show you before
you even grasp
the microphone.
I'm about this high tonight.
I love it. Well,
it's great to be here. Sarah, use your microphone voice.
Hey, sorry.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
How's it going?
It's good. I have red wine. Doug has water. And sparkling water.
Yeah, he has water and sparkling tequila. That's what that is.
We got a large blade on the table.
Yeah,
so that's always makes for a fun night out.
Well, actually, we've locked it in. It doesn't come out anymore. We had to super glue it for legal issues.
I'd love to see like a Quentin Tarantino movie where a guy goes to whip out his sword and kill the other guy, and it's super glued in. And he's like, kill Tony, and then he gets his head cut off.
That'd be great. That'd be a great promotion, it sounds like, for the show.
Yeah. I think so.
So you guys know how it works. You're two of my most used guests, two of my favorites.
Thank you.
Two
We're
of the best.
Most used.
Yeah. Yeah. Just fucking.
In very many ways.
Yeah. Just dirty, filthy, used up guests.
Very used up.
I like it like this. Doug, you were talking about Pat Reagan playing music before the show.
I was saying, like, does the audience dig it? And you said, yes, they do. That's why we do it. Do you guys have fun when Pat plays all the songs before the show?
He played that one a little extra hard just to defend himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for wearing shoes tonight and not flip-flops. I'm very impressed with you.
Yeah. No problem. Yeah.
Been cleaning
Looks
up.
Like an adult.
He left his... forget it.
Why did you take that wrapper off?
Why?
Yeah.
Because
the water.
I do not promote whatever company it is that makes that water.
You could just turn it
and
around.
We're on. You're right.
You guys ready to start tonight's show or
sure.
what? This
Let's
is a fucking
do it,
wild
you guys.
One. I love it, yeah.
Tito's Vodka. Let's do this.
I don't promote.
Tito's. Let's go.
Wow, this is crazy. This guy got up last week. Oh, yeah. Comedians, you know how it works. You get 60 seconds. You know your 60 seconds is up when you hear the sound of a kitty. Oh, you can barely hear that little kitty. Can we hear it again, maybe?
Meow. That was me.
It's
oh, you
so
can just
low.
Jump in if you don't like, if you're bored.
It's so low that people don't even recognize the sound. There it is.
Yeah, all that's right. a good one.
That means wrap it up then, guys. Don't go over your time or else you're going to bring out the angry West Hollywood bear.
On a
it's
motorcycle.
Like a motorcycle. Just drove
Seems
by
to
the
also
store.
Be not so angry tonight. That might be the most mellow bear that we've heard out of them all.
I don't mind.
I'll do the cat. You do the bear.
And yeah, so when I pull your name out of the bucket, you get 60 seconds. And I already pulled one name out of the bucket. And what's crazy about this guy is he got up last week. And I gave him a very blown up, huge introduction about how he literally is the only person that I've ever pulled out of this bucket that every time has batted 1,000% on jokes.
Pressure.
A lot of pressure. I said this last week, and you know what he did? Did it again. He batted 1,000. Now I've given him this intro.
You think it's going to happen again?
Now I'm giving him this intro, which puts him in a horrendous position. This means we're going to see if it really shines or, like, is it possible? He is the Goldberg of this show. Undefeated. All home runs. Every time he's stepped up to the plate. Let's see what happens this time. This is a great way to kick off the show. Put your hands together for Matthew Maloney, everybody. Here he is.
My fucking grandpa died last night. I'm not making this up. This actually happened. My grandpa fucking died last night. Last night, My mother got a call from my aunt letting her know that their father, my grandpa, fucking died. And nobody cared. Nobody gave a shit. This piece of asshole treated my mother and my grandmother like nothing but pieces of shit for his entire life. Total messed up man. This is how my mother decides to break the news to us. Still on the phone with my aunt. Hold on one second. Carl's dead! What? Carl's dead! She called him Carl. His name was Dennis. I only ever met him once, and he wasn't mean to me, but he never gave me any money, so fuck him.
Boom. Matthew Maloney. Unbelievable. I'm guessing that this is all true, that your grandpa really died. What was it? Did you say last night?
Yeah, last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Matthew. Very, very passionate.
Matthew, you seem really worked up.
This is a very new set.
Matthew.
So it's not all together yet.
Matthew, yeah, you were like really intense. You seemed pretty emotional. Did you have like a family tragedy or anything?
I did, Pat. Good
did,
one.
Did you really, do you not like your grandpa?
I never knew him. Like I said, I only met him once, and everything I heard about him, not a great guy. So,
huh. Oh, so you never met him?
Met him once.
Met him once.
Met him once.
How old were you?
Sorry.
Middle school area.
That's an interesting age to meet a grandpa. How did he come across to you?
Like, you know how it is, like, when you've just heard about someone and how much of a piece of shit they are?
Wow.
And, like, when I met him, he's just this weak old man who can do nothing, but I've been told stories of how he
like
kidnapped
Voldemort.
My mother after, like,
He what?
He kidnapped my mother after
isn't that what a dad's supposed to do? No? All right, lost everybody? Okay.
I don't know all these details. I wasn't there. I can't like fully tell the story.
Is this the guy that you introduced with all that talk
the... Yeah.
Did I mess up, Doug?
No. I think you're interesting
I did
personality.
Better last week.
Well, of course. That thing that he did to you was terrible.
Yeah.
I know.
But you overcame it. And I've been obsessed the entire time you were on. There was like a drink order going over in the corner, and I thought, what would I do as a comic if for my I ever did a performance where my entire set had a waitress talking to the customers the entire time?
Right.
And this guy, what's your name again?
Matthew Maloney. Nice to meet you, Doug. I'm
nice
a
to
fan.
Meet you.
There you go.
Full name. Matthew. Did you notice that that was going on the entire time you were on?
No, not at all.
You were just all focused.
It's what a professional does, Doug.
Right. Well, it's, you know. Yeah. It's
wow, he almost walked off the stage after that one.
Yeah, why did you drop the mic while you were at it? Oh, wait.
Oh, the horse of truth coming out for
some reason. What is that? I've never, is that really a thing? Well, the horse of truth?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It means that he said something true.
Yeah. I'm not a professional. It's not true. But it is what a professional does, so I guess it is.
Whoa, and what does that mean? Is that the cow of fate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would first of all, I loved you on How to Make a Murderer. You're making a murderer. You're fantastic. And I
three
I'm
How to Make a Murderer jokes in a row on Kill Tony. Three in a row. We did it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I haven't been here to see you.
That thing's been the murderer thing's been around for 3 weeks?
We've had Make a Murderer.
Shit. I said it 1 week, and then Tony told me to say it the following week.
Here's the thing.
That became a thing so suddenly, and does he really look that much like him?
I think we unmade a murderer tonight, is what happened.
Well, what I'd like to say, though, is that I thought...
The toucan of annoyingness. Okay.
Let me just say that...
I want to see a special that's a makeover of a Making a Murderer, and it's... And they, when he gets exonerated, then they give him a new hairdo. Go ahead, Sarah.
Sarah Tiana, ladies and gentlemen.
I thought that your set was interesting, but it would have been more powerful had you not been shouting at the beginning. I thought if you just came up here and started talking about how your grandpa died last night, and you know, and it was this horrible thing.
We like quiet comedy.
No, it's not that I don't like shouting,
it's a balance.
But it's a balance.
He took charge. People were talking. They were ordering pina coladas. But
he didn't even notice it.
If you would have said,
because he's a pro,
he was a fucking asshole louder.
Where's the truth horse?
At that point, that would have been a little bit more, like, that would have been a nice twist, and that's where I could have gotten a bigger chunk of
laughter. I see what you're saying. I agree. Yeah. Dial it down a little bit, but also, like, he's, you know, he has a minute, and, you know, he was, the audience was just told that they're all going to come shit in their pants.
Yeah, but also remember that sometimes when comics yell, it's to cover up for the fact of, like, not hearing laughter. It's like a defense mechanism. So being able to embrace the quiet is super powerful. So if you can come up here and keep your voice down a little bit and then say something loud, then you're captivating.
Truth.
It is
come
true.
On, truth. Okay. Now there's a truth cat. This is confusing.
Yeah, it's all very.
It's a truth. That's true though. Like if you see people shouting on stage, then you're like, I'm not to say that you always do that or anything. I just thought that particular bit would have been more powerful had
it's
it started
true.
Out lower. Yeah.
To use it divisively. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's your acting background in you because you're very dramatic on stage.
I think there's something else going
on. Yeah, I remember when I saw you walking through the streets of New York at the end of Ghostbusters. And all the way back then, I'm like, this fucking guy has acting chops.
Yeah.
Don't listen to these guys. Stay puffed, my man.
Boom. There he goes. Matthew Maloney, everybody. Come on. Make some noise
for
Matthew.
Matthew.
I put way too much pressure on him. He's on Twitter at Matthew E. Maloney. It's like...
I feel like his intensity. I feel like
he
his
was
intensity
super
was,
intense,
but
right?
It was caused by taking the bullet and that intro a
totally,
lot.
Yeah,
I
a
think
little
that,
bit. Sure.
Hey, sometimes shit's not.
And
easy.
He had a long walk to the stage. That's where you like really amp up, like Eminem, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody that's in this bucket should stand right here. Just be ready.
How about this? This looks like a new name, Gary Curtis. Everybody, come on, Gary Curtis.
I miss college, y'all. College was amazing. It was just that school part that was terrible. You know? I can't lie. When I graduated college, I thought I was better than everybody that didn't. Like, if you didn't go to college, you couldn't even tell me the weather. People would be like, yo, it's cold outside. You should probably put a jacket on. I'd be like, bitch, I got a degree. What do I need with a jacket? They'd be like, yo, but it's 40 degrees. I'm like, what the fuck you know about a degree? Now I got older, I realized that the only difference between me and those people is that I'm about $40,000 more in debt than they are. Looks like I lost that battle. I just wish somebody would have told me that that's what life would have been before tonight. I would have saved my $42,000, you know what I mean? Just got to add a couple thousand for the abortions. Yeah, them shits add up. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I'm pro-choice. I just always made sure they made the right choice, you know?
There you go. 55 seconds of Gary Curtis. Fuck yeah, Gary.
How'd you make sure they made the right choice? I'm asking for a friend.
You got a Cosby then.
How old are you, Gary?
27.
How long have you been on stand-up?
2 years.
Where are you from?
Jersey.
Nice. How long have you been in L.A.?
2.5 years.
Mm-hmm. 2.5 years.
Nice. You got a good swagger. Like, I like your confidence on stage. It's like very, it makes me relax when I see you take the microphone. Like, sometimes people take a mic and I'm like, oh God, this is going to be bad.
Sometimes they start yelling, my grandpa.
Yeah! No, but I thought when you took the mic, you took command and like, instead, you know, like I just felt like, oh, I'm relaxed. Like, he looks like he's in control. He's going to entertain me and I'm going to enjoy this. So I like the way that you started.
I like the way that sounded.
Okay, goodness.
All right.
I don't
all
mean
right, go ahead and like each other.
New abortion coming up here.
Yeah.
Wow, I've never seen a guy impregnate one of the panel members before. It's just their words, but pretty sure you just got psychologically cream pied.
Do you think anybody's ever said, I'm going to get an abortion?
Abortion. LOL.
I'm off to an abortion.
And they're like, are you buying a Porsche?
I'll call you later because I'll need a ride.
Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. You would have to have a lot of abortions to start using that word.
Yeah, it'd have to become rather commonplace. This week's abortion. Off to do it. Getting my nails done. I found a place that does both.
Borsches and petties.
You seem like a
I meant nails did.
You seem like a good-looking guy, a lot of swagger. So you're not, you don't have a steady girlfriend right now?
I actually do.
Oh yeah, okay. How long you been in that?
A year and a half.
Wow.
Cool.
What does she do?
She's a personal assistant.
Ooh la la.
To what?
To an actress.
Ooh, can you say what actress?
I shouldn't.
I'm so excited. Tell me. Tell me. Give me a clue. If I guess it, can you nod yes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so give me a clue.
She's an actress.
Give us, we can name that actress in three movies.
In three movies?
Yeah.
Well, it might not be a movie actress.
Oh, yeah, she's a big movie actress.
Oh, whoa. Big. She's a BMA, you guys. Okay, so can you name three movies?
No.
I'll put you on the spot.
No, yeah, we're not going to do this.
Okay. We're not. Just say one.
No.
Oh,
I don't know.
No.
Is that a good movie?
Good.
Yeah.
Where did you go to school?
University of Pittsburgh.
University of Pittsburgh. Yeah. See, I believe like all of your stuff about the degree, and then you said the abortion thing, and I didn't believe it. I felt like it was a cop out at the end of your joke for an easy laugh. I felt like you could have kept going with the degree stuff because everybody has that pain of like paying back student loans.
I also have the pain of taking girls to get abortions.
Okay.
He's right. The men have it worse in those situations. Have you seen the magazines in the waiting room? Dreadful.
Wait, why were you in the waiting room? Did you have to sit next to her and hold her hand while like the vacuum cleaner?
Oh,
thing?
Stop!
Brian,
have you ever
been to a car wash? It's
Brian.
Like
Brian.
I was not that involved. No.
If you want to save money, a dustbuster has a reverse function.
But it didn't seem believable.
No. Why would you want to blow dust into her?
It just kind of came out of nowhere. And I felt like it was a whole, like, if that's really happened to you, that should be the whole bit, as opposed to just bringing it up lightly and then moving on.
You might encounter people that also, like, when you say I made or have an abortion, I figure out how to make or have one. It's like, you know, we all know in this room that you're not a bad person or anything, but it feels, well, that's one thing.
I mean, I didn't do it.
That's one thing, but then, you know, to make it sound like you were made or do it, you know, it's probably not something you want to stay away from.
And also, you said you have $40,000 in debt in college, so what's another couple thousand dollars for abortion? Like, I
right,
don't know,
let's do the math.
Right.
Come on, $2,000 to get rid of that fucking kid? Why the hell not,
bucks.
Man?
Yeah.
I was on your side.
But that $40,000, that's the thing you should, and you probably have.
Do you think that's
you only had a minute?
You think they charge by the baby
for
abortion?
Yeah, if you have triplets, it's more money. It's not like they hold hands when they're coming out. They have to scoop three of them out.
Hey, listen, bad news. We had to pull out three. So
is there an abortion doctor here tonight?
It'll be extra. A little extra for your abortion.
Happy New Year, everybody. But
that's a legit question, actually.
I don't know what I was going to say.
Gary, how many abortions do you think you've had?
I've had none.
There you go. Make love to nuns, and then you'll begin. Good shape. But I'd say explore the. I think the college tuition $40,000 thing is very super relatable because most of society is being, especially people coming out to comedy clubs have been fucked over by that process. Like it really is kind of crazy that at the end of college. You know what you know. You know what you know more than you did before you went into college. How to go to college, and then you may have picked up some knowledge along the way that's helpful, but it's probably in an area that you were already fascinated by, and didn't need classes. You'll need classes to get up and do what you just did,
right?
And you can keep doing it without classes.
In a way, the student loans is more meaty than the abortion. In a way.
Pretty sure Doug just had
a
stroke.
I'm saying. I'm just steering him. That was my impression of the first 90 minutes of Hateful Eight. It's a lot of talking that doesn't necessarily go anywhere. But I'm just steering him towards the college thing. I think is a better subject,
right? And I mean, and you know, it's like if your college was good, then you should have that shit paid off immediately. You know, so it's almost like they're not doing their job. Like, well, I mean, anybody who owes money to a college, like if I owed $40,000 to, you know, Pittsburgh.
Why don't I have a job?
Ohio Community College.
The college should be on the line for that money. They only get it back if you get employed and make that money.
Yeah, exactly.
I was watching, this is getting into a very theoretical.
I was watching Futurama today, and they referred to college as expensive daycare. Yeah. And that's what it is.
Huh.
Well, and also, Gary, you're pretty like a woman's pretty. Do you know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
I hit on you last time, but...
He did. He hit on me last time.
Really?
I just think...
A normal thing?
You're likable. You don't need to talk about... If you're going to talk about the abortions, it needs to be in a whole different likable manner. I think you're already likable. You don't need to bring that up.
Okay.
It is true. Telling a girl that, you know, she has to make the right choice. You know, I mean, how would you do it if you were going to convince a girl to...
Yeah, what?
Persuasively.
Like, how did you do
she
it?
Just,
like, how
he just used the right words.
You guys both agreed.
We, yes.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the truth.
I'm not out here, yeah, really.
Right, yeah. You didn't force her.
He convinces her to agree.
You just say you have Down syndrome in your family.
No, I feel like the way men.
And, usually helps.
And my sperm is really stupid. I don't know how it found its way into your...
I feel like the way men convince women to get an abortion is just by praying so much that she wants an abortion, too.
Right, that she just, like, starts to feel it like with a voodoo doll or something. Like, well, like if you just think it of enough, she starts to go, you know what, maybe I'm leaning that way.
Oh, dude, do you think there are voodoo abortions?
Voodoo fetuses, yeah.
Like a voodoo doctor, like, sticks a pin in a stomach of a voodoo doll.
Let's see.
And then it aborts a fetus. Anyone with me on this?
Nope.
Nobody at all.
Absolutely not.
Nobody. Great job, though. Great job.
Yeah, finally, the word fetus came up tonight. It's been the elephant in the room.
That's the word of the night is fetus, so a lot of people don't know that. Gary, it was nice meeting you. Fun times. He's on Twitter at GKurtCSB. Gary Curtis. There he goes. Smooth as fuck.
I like the, you know, tennis shoes, jeans, hoodie, and jacket over it look.
Guys, you guys all want to suck his dick. Why don't you just go follow him, man?
Everybody's in love with Gary Curtis.
My joke was I'm wearing all those things.
Yeah,
you like his style.
But I don't have the pretty face that... Pat's trying to buy him a drink now.
Oh, look at it.
Pat's trying to get him liquored up.
Pat is really going to get him drunk and get that lady face home tonight.
I think Pat thinks that Gary's Drake.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I pulled another name out of the bucket. This name is definitely new. Put your hands together for Faye Love. Oh, yeah.
What's up? I just came out of the woods on a 10-day meditation. And it was great. They just they have you sitting there meditating for 10 days, and they feed you what they want to feed you. And there's a lot of beans and lentils and prune juice and tea. So I'm up in there like doing my meditation, getting on like, om nom ne. It's like an orchestra of farts going on while I'm trying to meditate. It was great. And then I was thinking to myself, what is the cooking stuff trying to do here? Like, see how much they can mess with you? You know what I mean? So one day I walk in there and it's prune juice and orange tea with black beans and rice. And literally everybody had diarrhea that day. I was cracking up. Anyways, that's my life.
Fuck yeah. 55 seconds. Faye Love. How's it going?
That's good. Good stuff.
How long have you been doing stand-up?
I've been doing it for a while now. Actually, I just came back into it. I started when I was younger, and then I started doing other things. So I would say I've been doing stand-up for like 10 years.
Love that. All right.
How long have you been an alien from the Men in Black movies?
You recognize me.
Good question, Pat.
You recognize me. You recognize me. Wow.
This is the part where the cane turns into a spaceship and she flies away. Faye, where are you from?
I'm from Michigan, Detroit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What?
Motel.
You've been smelling shit your whole life.
Exactly. Yeah. I felt right at home. Yeah.
So where were you when this meditation thing was happening?
I was up in Occidental, California. I just came out of woods, just started talking. That's why when you called me, I was like, oh, I got to say something.
You were in the woods?
Yeah, it was up in Occidental, like 2 hours north of San Francisco. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
What were you doing in the woods?
Farting around.
Farting around.
Are you usually that gassy? Are you a gassy person in general?
Actually, let me clarify.
Was that realistic?
Let me clarify. I saw what was going on. I saw the where the cooks was going with it.
Ryan, come on.
So I didn't eat as much as the beans and fruits and rice, but everybody else was getting down, and it was like treating it like a buffet. So
wait,
when
I'm so confused right now. So you're at some place that's meant for meditating?
Exactly.
And you weren't speaking.
And they were feeding people beans.
That's what I'm saying.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
And then you went.
There you go.
And then you went to meditate, and everybody else is farting, or you're farting?
No, I'm listening to these beautiful forks. The fart orchestra. It was beautiful. It was like, it just in the round, I'm in my zone, and we were just in touch with nature.
So you're saying that a lot of other people around you were farting.
Yeah, I managed to hold on to my, okay, I lie. I did, perpetuate a little bit of the fart sound effects, but.
Okay, Brian.
Wow. You really, what's with all the hardball?
Did you just download that?
Yeah, I downloaded a fart board.
It's a fart board.
Can you play other ones?
They can get more sounds.
I would rather have that in my basement.
You want to hear a gentle fart?
I'd rather hear multiple farts.
Here's a gentle fart.
That's a good one.
That's someone's mouth, dude. Someone's doing that with their mouth.
Yeah, someone got paid for this. Quick fart.
Oh, here comes.
That's Reggie Watts.
All right, what's a sustained fart?
I like to do. Oh, is it on there, sustained? Because I could do a pretty long one. I could do a pretty long one if you want to hear a really
long
one.
Let's hear it, Doug. Let's hear it.
All right, brought out the. That was like arousing.
See what you've done?
I love it. I love it. Wait. Oh, we still going.
What's this supposed to be again?
Longest fart in the history.
This is the longest joke Doug's ever done.
All right. I want to know.
Was
there
that
it is,
motorcycle?
The longest fart.
Like
I love that.
That's earlier. What.
Let's call Guinness and start drinking.
Well, what I have to
Guinness
say Pringer. Is, I think like you walk up and you're talking about going on a meditation retreat. You obviously seem like this like cerebral, like strong, powerful woman, and then you did a fart joke,
I know.
And it was very weird.
I know.
Yeah, if you said it more like if you explained it more like you're telling instead of like doing sound effects, I think it would work. But when you just break out in a fart noise, it's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, you meditate a lot, huh? You seem like a peaceful, like, you seem like someone that, like,
a
you
pure
know.
Pure divine energy.
I would, trust in Joshua Tree or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, you seem like a good spirit.
Right.
If I was going to do mushrooms for the first time, I'd be like, you'd be a good person.
I'll be your guy.
Yeah,
I'll be your guy.
Spirit guy.
Do you ever talk about things like that? Like, you have jokes about this other stuff that you find in meditation that doesn't just have.
Oh yeah, I never ever did a fart joke like that before. It was just, I was just talking about outside, and it was funnier when I was talking about outside.
Yeah,
and then when I walked in here, it was on the tip of my.
But also, you walked
out of the
up on
streets,
stage.
Farting with your mouth just kills, and it confuses you.
But you also walked up on stage with a cane, and you didn't bring that up.
Oh, I brought it up before.
Oh, okay, well,
so,
that's why then.
Yeah, but
like in 2009.
No,
I actually just.
Can we pull up the previous minute?
I mean, this just happened. Like my spirituality and like walking the path and like having like this presence of like seeing the God Almighty. You know, that's how I actually became. I was paralyzed for 4 months this year.
Yeah. Wow.
And it was just spontaneous.
And you couldn't fart.
Actually.
Well, that's an honest question, Candy.
Well, it is actually, I'm trying to think about, the gas was there, but I was not, the gas was building up and it was there. But as far as, like, I created, I'm so crazy that I actually manifested an autoimmune and paralyzed my spine. Wow. And I swear I couldn't move, like.
Did you try healing crystals?
Actually, I healed my... I did.
Did you try Billy Crystal?
Billy Crystal.
And Billy Crystals.
Those are
and
really
Billy,
good.
And Billy Crystal.
For your spirit. That's good
Billy,
for your spirit.
I did a lot of laughter. Billy Crystal.
Where's your dad at? Didn't you have your dad here last time?
Yeah, last time she was on her...
Last time I was funnier because my dad was with
me. That's right.
Actually, no, your dad just came up and just started killing. It was great.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah. What's he dressed like?
Bill Cosby.
She seems art directed to me. Like, she's got a really together look.
Yeah, is that like your only outfit? Like, do you rock other things? Like, do you have are you like a one of those comedians that like rocks the same stuff every night, or do you always wear like the
seems like this is your winter wear, right?
Yeah. Okay, so like, is my uniform? Oh, this could be pretty much jeans and a t-shirt. Is it pretty much my uniform, I guess, with a hat. So,
do you have multiple canes or just one?
No, I just only have my Moses staff with me.
That's
as part the Red Sea.
Is that a common
Moses
thing?
You
ever see a dick
Moses
like that?
Is a Bible
you don't
want to
touch it. You ever see a dick?
Oh my God!
Dick
stop
like that?
You want to go on that?
Stop
that
talking.
Stick to the guitar.
That is a very.
It's true.
He's right. That is a simple woman's guide to a dick you don't want to touch.
Yeah,
is one that is very multicolored. It has a lot of bumps on it.
Indian
it's very long, and you could walk
do you do
with
for
it.
I'm worked as a massage therapist.
Oh, interesting.
$40.
a little higher. Higher than that. I'm a more
cheap as fuck.
No, I was talking about the tip.
I get tips. Nice tips.
40,
what about the whole
40,
thing?
80, 120?
$500 40. Tips.
How many roses are we talking about?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm a massage therapist and I I do like spoken word and all that stuff too. So
spoken word massage?
Ooh.
Mind massages.
Talk me through it. That's what I have
I
to
see
say.
The light in your body right now. Follow it as it glows.
Oh,
and it
that stuff is great.
Oh my God, that's
as we enlighten you to the next paradigm
the
of the space.
Are you kidding me?
Your mind is open.
Are you massaging or giving an exorcism?
It depends on who my client is.
Whoa. Put your hands together for Faye Love, everybody. There she goes.
Hey.
Faye
Thank
Love.
You.
She's on Twitter at Faye Love. F-E-L-O-V-E. There she goes.
Did we give her any advice at all?
No.
Sorry about that.
Well, just don't. You don't have to just.
No, I kind of liked it. I don't know. I'm on the fence about it.
Well, don't you think she could just be like, I was gassy, kind of like explain it without having to like make fart sounds?
I think
in the
she's
microphone.
Interesting.
She just
talked
committed
more about
to
the
staff
fart and her
noises.
Meditation, and that she was paralyzed. Like that's the interesting thing, not farts.
Yeah, it's too smart of a subject matter to just turn
and
into.
She
a
looks
fart
too
joke.
Smart to talk about farts.
It's too far of a smudgic man.
Whereas you look like you should start and finish with fart jokes.
I tried to do it. I used to do a bit in my act where I would just make the fart sound for as long as I could. And 9 times out of 10, people would applaud when I finally stopped.
And then at the end you go, and a baby ate my dingo. And then you say that at the end.
Is that true?
What the fuck?
That was one of my favorite jokes of yours.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't remember.
I pulled another name out of the bucket,
great.
Guys.
Here we go.
Put your hands together for Joe Carl.
Joe Carl!
Here he goes.
Fuck yeah, here he comes.
Goes fast, and then he goes
Joe Carl.
Hey. Well, any Arabs here? Arabs? I'm an Arab. I got a plea. I should be the face of Arab America, though. Right? Like that's my goal right now. I'm white enough. All right? Let's not rush things with Khaled or Mahmoud just yet. Joe Carl, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Yeah? I got a southern voice. I'm from Tennessee. I can do it. Like, you know, I got the voice of a guy that sounds like he says faggot a lot, you know? You can do a whole cut your head off your blue collar comedy tour. If you get nervous every time you walk past a Jewish bakery with your backpack on, you might be an Arab. For hours. All right, thanks.
Joe Carl, 47 seconds. So, you're Middle Eastern?
Yeah.
What's your nationality?
Palestinian.
Oh.
Palestinian.
Awesome.
Did you say that at some point and I missed it?
I said Arab.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think you should start, like, you don't need to ask anybody a question, especially when it's a minute, giving control to the audience and you got to be in control. But also, like, you should just start by saying, I'm an Arab and I'm from Tennessee, which makes me blah, blah, blah. Like, that's your opening joke. Get it out there right away, which means I hate Arabs too. Like, whatever, you know, whatever the joke is, you know.
Or you could say, I just came from my job as a lifeguard at a pool that's closed for winter.
He could say that.
Is that what it looks like?
He does. Yeah. He does. He looks like he could be on Baywatch.
Looks like he's staying warm, but he's a lifeguard.
No, but there's no way he could be.
He just stole a job. His pool's closed, everybody.
He's like the hairiest lifeguard ever.
Yeah, like Arab from Tennessee. That's like, so not only do you hate country, you hate...
this country.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, only, I mean, there's only, so many jokes right there in being an Arab from Tennessee.
Death to all of you could be an area you cover. Infidels.
I like how your name, you're Arab, but your name is the most fakest name in the whole entire world.
Yeah,
Joe Carl.
What's your real last name?
My last name's Abu Soccer.
Is what?
Yeah, Abu Soccer.
Why don't you use that?
I used to use it, but
Abu Soccer.
But then
is it spelled how it sounds? Like, is it hard for people to pronounce?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Which means, like, every set I ever have to do it has to start with...
Why don't you do, like, a Louis C.K. and just spell it out, you know, whatever the easier way to
Joe
pronounce
A-K?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A-Z.
Yeah.
Joe A-Z.
Joe A-Z.
Joe A-Z.
That'd be cool.
Something. I mean, all I'm saying is that your name's Joe Carl, and you came up, and you sort of look white.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they're just an olive Arab or...
How long have you been doing stand-up?
About 4 years.
Do you have a turban underneath that hat? Like, what kind of hair do you have underneath that? Like, do you have, like, terrace hair?
Yeah.
Oh, you look way more Arab with the hat off.
Yeah.
I honestly think that you have to embrace it. It's the only thing that's going to set you apart. The hardest thing to be in comedy right now is a white guy, and you don't want to look like a white guy. I'm not kidding. I'm the only woman in the world that will probably ever say that, but it's 1,000% true. And if you go by Joe Abuzak, you immediately set yourself apart. And then your name is Joe. That's so Tennessee. And your last name is Abuzakar. That's so Arab. And now you have a joke bucket. Your first 5 minutes is just about being an Arab from Tennessee. Like,
did you almost say he has a joke bucket?
A bucket.
Yeah. A bucket full of jokes.
A backpack. Should I have said backpack?
I don't know. I don't care about what they're put in. I'm just glad you gave him a container.
I like it. I like it to be
you
a bucket.
You got a bucket of fucking jokes, man.
Would you like it to be a package with a dynamite stick coming out of it? Yeah. Now you have a joke package with it.
Is Carl your middle name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there. That's where it came from.
Is your dad
interesting.
Joe?
Nope. He's a rock.
A rock?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. A rock?
He's a rock. His name is Rock.
A rock.
Like R-O-C-K, like Rock Hudson?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool name.
Yeah. Interesting.
Does the Arab part of you ever make you want to throw your dad? Because he's a rock?
Yeah.
Arabs love throwing rocks, guys, for those of you that are...
Exactly. There's so much about that. Like, I mean, nobody cares if you... you can throw a rock better than the quarterback at Tennessee, Marcus Mariota. I mean, that's like... They call the football a rock. You might as well do that joke. You know, like there's so much. And are you worried about being Palestinian in Los Angeles? Is that
no,
a fear?
No, not at all.
Okay, because I used to date a Palestinian for a really long time. And
yes.
That was such a beautiful spit take.
Amazing.
That reaction was better than any reaction I ever got out of him.
Oh my god.
That was so beautiful. You cared more about me in that moment than he ever did. That was beautiful.
Oh, he didn't even spit on you?
He wouldn't. No, no.
Doug was just actually putting out the fuse that Joe Carl lit a minute ago. Oh, put out a bomb.
Hot fuse, everybody.
No, I think you have, like, you're so lucky in that you have that
Yeah, and I mean, by the way, being a Middle Eastern comedian is fucking huge.
Huge. Right. Huge.
Like, these guys that, well, you know, to be honest with you, aren't that funny.
Yeah.
They get to do a lot of crazy shit. Right. I mean, there's good ones, like, you know, like Maz and...
Maz.
Yeah, that's it.
Are you kidding?
I think Dino Vidala is amazing.
Some good Middle Eastern comedians.
Brody Stevens?
I think Brody Stevens is the best comedian in the whole entire world.
In the world!
Yeah, let's get some Brody Stevens lessons.
Brody's here!
Get out of here! Shit.
Look at this! He's got the same...
It's a before and
he's
after.
Like Brody Stevens Jr. up here.
Yeah,
we brought
future Joe Carl.
Look at these two.
Yeah.
A development deal just happened.
Yes. Yeah.
It's an after and before.
If Brody Stevens was murdered or went missing at 25 and they aged him up, that's exactly what the picture would look like. They're both wearing cotton hats. And jackets, and they have their hands in their pockets.
I'm telling you.
Like, it's like not even... It's
when I saw Brody standing in the back, I was like, it's future just arrived.
Yes.
Brody,
you will drive a Toyota Camry in 20 years that your mom used to own.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you will.
Hey, Brody, could you do 1 minute right now? Show them how it's done.
Just one minute.
Joe, stay up here.
Just do 1 minute. Stay here.
Yeah. Joe, don't leave.
Stay here, hot Carl.
Okay. Well, you know, I see a lot of movies. I saw the movie Straight Outta Compton.
Nice.
It's about, a lot of people think it's about the band NWA. The band, it's not about the band NWA. If you know the history of NWA, Eazy-E, he developed AIDS. And I grew up here in Los Angeles, and there, when that was happening, there was a lot of rumors going around. Is Eazy-E gay? Is he gay? And he had to fight those rumors. And that's what the movie is about, Straight Outta Compton. Brand new bit. That's a classic.
NW gay.
Then I tag it with that. Pretty good, right? No, Doug? You like that one?
I thought the movie Easy A had AIDS.
There you go. I like that.
Could you do a set as an Arab from Tennessee right now?
Yeah. What would you say if you were an Arab?
What would you say if you were from Tennessee?
I would say I could throw a football like a rock. I'd say that.
A baseball.
I would.
What would I say?
Yeah, you don't know. You got a whole lot of stuff with that. I'm Jewish, but people think I look Arabic. But I don't say I'm Jewish because I've seen some of those tapes. They're upset with Jewish people. So,
Brody, are you big head tetherball player?
Yeah.
He's working that thing without even saying
Why
anything
is there
about
a ball on my forehead. Don't appreciate that.
I've said that so many times.
But you know what? You're lucky that you're... Oh, hello.
One ball, one ball.
You're lucky to be Palestinian. You're lucky.
Brody, you just did some work out there, right? What'd you do?
I've done a lot of modeling in Pakistan. I'm on the cover of Camel Beat. Doing a... cover shoot out in Chatsworth in the hills out there. No, I being Arabic, you're good. I like it. I can get you a job at TMZ Chicken. Wait, what is it called? Zanku Chicken? All right. Stay with me. I'm going to turn I'll turn this periscope upside down. Put it back in the ocean. No, the deal is you're doing good. Stay positive. I'm just hanging out. I was just in the neighborhood.
Back in the ocean, Periscope.
Back in the ocean. But you got to go with that. You got a Fitbit on. I like that. Got the jeans. Got the same hat. I'm feeling great. Very, very positive.
Sleep. Give us a quick recap.
Yes. Recap? I'll give you a recap. I got asked to do two podcasts today. Make it three.
Oh.
And I'm going to do the one after. I'm doing 4 podcasts today. That's what I do.
On the circuit.
And I'll follow Doug home and I'll do 5.
World record.
And I got a Zoom mic in my car. That's 6.
Brody.
And I'll follow Red Band back to Burbank if it's opened up again because the 5 got shut down today. That's why I'm wearing shorts, afraid
Brody,
to go home.
For all these other podcasts, do you just dude, stand in the back of the room until they invite you up? Or do you get booked beforehand?
I had some free time today.
Thanks for stopping by the Belly Room.
Yeah, it was good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. That's a club sweatshirt, right? 2 weeks in a row, special segment that's been added to the show called Defend a Comedian. Last week was Doug Stanhope. This week, Stephen Brody Stevens, everybody.
I got your back.
Defend a Comedian.
That's great.
Joe, go back to your original
Joe
name.
Carl, everybody.
Go back to it.
Thanks, dude.
There he goes as well.
Good job, man.
We're going to keep flying through it. He's on Twitter at JoeCarl_AS. Wonder what that AS stands for after the underscore there. Huh?
I'm Facebook friends with him. I think I know.
Brody, anything you want to promote coming up or anything?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
I have
7
more podcasts.
Oh.
There's a rumor I may be doing the main room on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Main room Wednesday.
That's not exactly what I meant by, you know, promote. I
I'm doing L.A. Riot Fest.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Catch him at L.A. Riot Fest.
L.A. Riot Fest in January.
Gonna be in Chicago for a Chicago Cubs
He's
convention.
He's gonna be at a convention for baby bears. Stop by with your favorite baby bear, and
Brody will sign.
Brody will sign its anus.
Brody.
It's just a bear.
I pulled another name out of the bucket, guys. Here we go. Good luck to this person. I think this is a new name. One more time for Brody Stevens, everybody. Come on. And keep it going for your next comedian. He goes by the name of Tim Spencer. Come on.
All right. Thank you. New Year's resolution. This year I'm going to stop scraping the resin out of my bowl, then taking it to friend's house, offering hash to throw in. Proper etiquette, common etiquette says that a man should always open the door for a lady, but really this rule comes from a long, long time ago, actually when the majority of buildings had shitty doors. It's a good joke. Whenever I make love to large women, I look into their eyes the whole time, because the eyes don't get fat.
One more.
No, I burned my
Come
best
Come on,
ones.
One more. I didn't get any of those 3.
Those were your best ones.
Do
Keep
one
going.
Yeah, do one more.
Do one more.
You got a whole book of them right there.
God, yeah.
It's a new book.
All right, fine. Tim Spencer. He's done. There he is. That's really funny.
It's a new book with 3 jokes in it.
Where are you from?
Florida, Orlando, Florida.
How long have you been on stand-up?
Almost a year. My first time was on Kill Tony about a year ago.
Really?
Bad. Wow. It was really bad.
Well, that's amazing. I love that. A year later, I don't remember you from a year ago, but I was going to say regardless that you, so out of everybody tonight, you seem like you were in it. You had something to say. You weren't using tricks to get over anything. You were just talking, communicating at your speed, and it hit. It hit across the boards. That's so cool that you've only been doing it a year. How long have you been in L.A.?
Almost 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Jeez, yeah,
yeah. Cool. If you would have done 20 more seconds, I would have probably invited you to the Ice House. You did really good, but
yeah,
I mean,
wow.
you only did 40 seconds.
I think you have the book in your hands.
Just do one more joke, Tim. Everybody wants it.
Yeah. I mean, how much
just
material?
Just flip it open and pick something at random and read it.
You can't lose.
Earlier this year, I had surgery. I had a tumor cut out of my neck. It was weird. Going into it, I knew there's a 20% chance. I either had cancer or my face would be paralyzed. So that was a weird thing. Like, I stopped rooting for the underdog during that time. I didn't tell any of my friends. It's a weird conversation to sit someone down and be like, hey, man, I probably don't have cancer. You probably don't either. It's like if we were playing bingo, they'd probably call out B9.
See, it was great up until that very last part. You could have stopped at any point and been fine.
Tony, he said he had tumor. Does that mean you have two more jokes?
Oh, somehow Pat came in and bombed harder than you did. He just took your bomb and laid on it. Fucking absorbed the energy from it.
Good soldier, good soldier.
Last time, what did you talk about? Like, you said you bombed. I, you know, it's been a while.
Last time, I'm trying to remember. I read it. I did that Doors joke, but worded much worse. Mm-hmm. I also thought.
I'm glad you took it back to the lab and did some tinkering. I brought it back here.
The bomb
shiny and new.
I love your poor wording while talking about poor wording, by the way. That was pretty impressive. My wording was much worse, poor.
What is your goal with that
joke? We call
joke?
It wording.
I want to know what your goal is with that joke, though. What is your goal with that joke? Like, what are you trying to say?
Doors used to be like pieces of shit.
Yeah, that's why the guys had to open them, because they're like
they were
forged hinges. And
maybe you could explain like they're huge metal like castle doors. Like you could even explain like they were like huge iron doors.
So are you against holding open doors for women now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Why?
Because doors are really easy to open. It's like I don't cut their steak.
Come on, ladies.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Open a goddamn door every once in a while.
What about chivalry, dude? What do you think about chivalry? What do you think about
opening... Well, it's not dead.
That's a weird...
Do you have a car? You ever have a date and you, like, open her door when she gets in the passenger seat?
I only date girls that can open doors.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay, so you also date girls that you let them pay for dinner and they pay half and you're a big douche.
If that's douche, sure.
It is a douche thing. You have to be a gentleman.
Do you really feel that way about doors? I have like this preoccupation now that that's how you really feel about doors, and that seems like an insane
I can tell you how much quicker you'll get laid by opening up a door.
Have you seen the movie Sliding Doors?
Tim, what do you do for work?
A PA.
A PA just chilling like you're working a lot.
That's what it is. He's sick of opening doors. Carrying coffee work. And doing things for women that he doesn't like.
Do you like the music of Jim Morrison?
What's your longest relationship?
2 years.
You have giant hands. You should have a girlfriend right now. If it weren't for your mouth, I bet you would.
Oh, do girls girls are into that? Like, oh, I want that giant hand inside me.
It makes a difference. It makes a difference.
Tim, tell us something cool about yourself that could win you over to Sarah Tiana. Give her something that might make her even be somewhat enticed to a guy like you. What are your positives?
I live on a yacht. Technically, it's an old sailboat. I live on a boat, yeah.
By yourself?
By myself.
Boom. Good job. Talk about that.
Sarah just got double pregnant.
Abortion.
But he's going to make me get an abortion.
Do you have jokes about that?
Yeah.
Living on a boat? What's your joke about living on a boat?
He's saving those for another another important 1 minute set.
How long you lived on the boat?
2 years this March.
Wow. So you're basically
that's
like
a lot of
a
boat
captain at this
pirate.
Do you ever take it out off the dock? Or?
Yeah, if I can plug a mic, I do on my boat. Every Saturday.
What? You do an open mic on your boat?
On the boat?
Yeah, it's fun. It's a good time. We'd love to have you, Doug.
I'd love to do it.
Never going to do it.
How big is the boat?
But Sarah will do it.
Yeah.
27 feet. Like 15 people max.
Wow.
Oh,
sweet.
Yeah. There's no awesome. Way I'm going to do that.
Boat at Boat Mike on Twitter if you want to go.
Do it.
Anybody?
That's cool.
I think that sounds awesome.
That sounds fun.
That sounds super fun.
Yeah.
Let's make a day of it.
Yeah, let's
I'll take some money.
I'll ride with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. So you're out there, you go out on the Pacific, and you have like this little...
No, it's on the Atlantic. That's where his boat is. That's the bad part.
So you take people out there, you pack it out, 15 people.
Yeah. Come back with 7.
Yeah, exactly. What do you do? Like people fish and stuff, or do you have to like pay attention to the show?
It's distracting. No, it's usually good. We just putt around in Marina Del Rey. The water's super calm. There's no one else out.
Oh yeah, so. They search for the body of Natalie Wood, and it's quite a whole experience.
Do you get pulled over a lot, like on the boat? Like, is that a thing where they like go on top of your boat and look for drugs and shit?
Pull over, your jokes suck.
not too often.
You're bombing from across the Pacific right now. This is the Coast Guard.
Somebody throw him a life raft.
We don't mind the noise. Just don't do your jokes specifically.
Oh, a little owl out there on the ocean. Tim, what's the craziest kind of porn that you've climaxed to?
Great question, Tony.
Thank you.
Welcome to 2016.
Probably some tentacly hentai thing.
Yeah.
Oh, tentacle. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Once you're
keeping with the boat thing.
Yeah, once you're on the boat, Mike, everything becomes...
Do you know the reason for tentacle porn? You know why?
No, I don't.
No.
It's because they can't show penises going into vaginas in Japan, so they had to make... It's like a loophole, so that you can get fucked by a big tentacle, but you can't get fucked by a dick. So that's how they... Because like if it gets fucked by a dick, they have to blur it out.
Oh,
but when
like
you're watching it, how do you pretend it's your tentacle?
Ah!
Go!
I was going to say it'd be more romantic if the tentacle was just on my neck.
Aww. Do you ever, when you're out there on the boat, do you ever catch any? Do you ever get any octopusy? You ever get any pussy?
Oh, yeah. You ever fuck a fish?
You ever get any octopusy out
there? It's lobster season. I dive for lobsters.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you get fucking lobsters?
Yeah.
Do you dive for lobsters?
Do you tell
Open
them your jokes
that.
Before
Open
they die?
With that.
By the way, that's the fucking way to get chicks.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to open a door again if you dive for fucking lobsters. If I could dive in the ocean and kind of like, check this shit out.
I know. I have a boat. I dive for lobsters. It's like, okay, and when am I moving in?
And by the way, you can add all that shit to the doors thing or lose the front end of the... You know, jokes change a lot to where sometimes you start with one thing and that doesn't end up being what you talk about at all. You could talk about how... You're cool at things, so you don't have to do other things. You know, like you have a strict no door opening thing, and it's because you fucking dive for lobsters and
give other fun facts. I disagree. I think you're so charming that when you start talking about not opening up doors for women, you become like this kind of jerk. Like you're so charming, and you're like everyone's like in it, and then I feel like you just like immediately. Take half the room away from you.
I mean,
you don't
need
to do that. You should say that you don't open doors for women because they're heavy and you can't do it. Like, you know, like make fun of yourself in some way.
Do you close the door behind you or something? Like, it seems like you really make a point to...
You only open...
If a woman tries to get me to open the door, I punch her in the face.
Yeah. I even leave the door open when I'm going to the bathroom. That's how much I hate opening and closing doors.
Have you ever experimented with a dolphin?
If you're on a boat in the sea, you're probably going to start fucking fish because
coolest thing you ever found around the ocean or like in the water or anything. You ever
door.
Find anything cool?
A big American flag.
Ah, that's
I kept it.
Oh, it's probably from that Joe Carl guy.
It had some bird feathers on it.
Oh, wow.
Made me question keeping it, but I kept it.
You don't open doors, but maybe that's because you. Raise
oh,
the
here
boat.
It comes.
So, like, do you open I have a question for you. Do you open hatches?
Yeah, they don't, because they never know how to open the hatch. So it makes sense to open it for them.
Thank you. I'm glad I asked that question.
So you do open hatches.
I love that.
Well, I love that. So, Sarah, would you ever let this guy catch lobsters for you? In the beginning, you hated him. You said, fuck you for not opening doors.
No, he's charming, but I think I actually just, like, don't believe him that he wouldn't. I would.
I open doors because it's awkward if I don't.
Right.
But I don't think it makes sense.
Why?
Because they're really easy to open.
What you do is you hang back.
Then that's what you have to say.
Hey, dinner is really easy to cook for you, but I could do it for you just because it was like the nice thing to do.
Yeah, it's all about
you know what I mean? Like back rubs are super easy, but I'll give you one.
Wait, but what you're
going to
do those as often as people walk through a door?
Yes.
I don't believe that.
Deal. Deal.
You haven't dated me.
That's too much work for you. I say take a little time off and open a door. Instead of cooking me a meal, just open a door.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you'd rather I don't care.
You'd rather me open my own door than make you dinner and pack your lunch in the morning.
I'd open my door for you, and I would eat your food. What are we arguing about? Let's just go home.
I'm ready, honey. I'm ready.
Tim, you smoke pot?
Yeah.
You drink a lot, huh? That's like a boating thing, right?
Yeah.
You get drunk?
He's not a sailor.
Do you get drunk when you go out on the yacht?
Yes.
Every time?
Yes.
When you do your show?
Yes.
Who captains the ship?
There's always a sober comic or two.
Yeah.
There always is.
They're really well
trained. You let people drive your boat.
They all have the marine.
You got
licenses.
Some boat watchers? Yeah, she'll do it.
Dude, we can fucking go drive
she
a boat.
She promises to not drink for a whole night.
Yeah, sure. I'll just red wine it. That's not drinking.
All right, Tim. There he goes. Tim Spencer, everybody. Thank you guys. Welcome to Kill Tony. It's on Twitter. Job, boat night. Back after a year. Started here. He's living that boat life. That's fucking fun, right?
That's, yeah, Ooh, that's that was great news. We know a guy that lives on a boat now.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
This looks like it might not be a real name.
Yeah, it looks fake. Why don't you just throw that back
let's
in?
Let's just try it anyway. Jarling. 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 No, that's weird.
Why would somebody
I don't know. It just seems weird. Could just get it, though. Brian Vokey.
I was just back home in Oakland, and I was visiting my family, and I was riding the train, the BART train down there. And I saw my friend was on the other train going the other way, and the doors weren't closing. The mechanic was saying there's like a delay or something. So I thought I had a chance to go say hi to her, and I was like, hey, Carrie, how's it going? And she's like, not so good. My dad just died. And then poof, the doors closed, and the train just dragged her away. I was like, thank fucking God. Jesus, that was going to be an uncomfortable conversation. You know how many times I wish a train had dragged a conversation away from me? Be walking down the street, Brian Vokey, Duluth High School, remember me? Or they're like, Brody Stevens is here.
Thanks.
49 seconds.
Fuck yeah, Brian Vokey, okie dokie.
That was smart. That was good.
You're fun. Where are you from?
I moved from Atlanta to Oakland, L.A.
Oh, cool. How long you been in L.A.?
Since November.
Since November. Hell yeah. Fairly new. Welcome to L.A.
Thanks.
That's you know how you can tell how good you're going to be at comedy? Because you didn't just tell just that one story. You added onto it about what futuristically you would want that story to be. And that's the sign of a real comic. Like when you start adding on to the story and talking about the future of like and giving examples, beautiful.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
No, based on the only minute or 50 seconds of material I've ever heard him do, he is a good comedian.
Yeah.
And I mean too.
It was really good.
I remember I loved you as the dad in the Addams Family, and for you to
oh, come on. Rest in peace, Raul Julia.
Yeah.
Raul
Julia.
Yeah.
I used to get that, but then I got a little fatter.
what do you do for work?
I just moved here, and I was a teacher.
Talking to the mic.
Right.
I'm a preschool teacher.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh, so you have to tell the kids all the time, talking to your mic.
Yeah, all the time, constantly.
Jesus. How long you been teaching preschool?
I did it for 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah. I burned out, man.
Yeah.
It's like half those kids are dead by now.
Yeah.
Wait, who are you?
Whoa, yeah,
that's a scary stat.
Yeah. And real. Where's the real horse?
I thought your music sounded like Blink 182 covering Neutral Milk Hotel.
Dude, you're so observant. That's
a joke
really
for
good.
All you big time music fans out there. So that's interesting. Preschool, and you just gave it up this past season.
Yeah, I was doing comedy out in Berlin for 4 months.
Uh-huh. Berlin.
And, yeah, and I was...
Arizona?
What? No.
I'm just joking. Okay. Germany,
yeah,
right?
Germany.
Wow, that's awesome.
And I was homeschooling an autistic kid there, and then I saved up, and now I have enough money to not work for a little
bit. An autistic German kid?
Yeah, they don't accept autistic kids in their public schools.
Hilarious!
Yeah.
Wow. Do you have jokes about that?
Uh-huh.
Good.
That really goes against Germany's reputation of acceptance.
What? The Germans?
Yeah.
What? Are you telling me he didn't make the cut?
Are autistic German kids obsessed with concentration camp trains?
Can somebody please escort him?
You almost have the right joke. That's what's sad about that.
It's close. You're
so close. It's almost like that. For an autistic German, it's hard for them to concentrate.
Well, autistic kids love trains. You know, autistic kids are obsessed with trains. My ex-girlfriend used to work with autistic kids.
So you do. You have jokes about teachers.
Yeah,
what kind? Like, how are they? Like, do you have a short one?
Yeah, I was taking care of their family on the weekend, like, uh-huh. besides teaching them, and I was helping change the baby's diaper, and the kid ran in and stuck his nose in the kid's asshole, and he smelled it really hard. He went,
oh, nice.
And I was like, dude, he might shit in your mouth. And he's like, I wish I could go back in time and shit in your mouth. And I was like, you don't need a time machine. I mean, you're not going to let you shit in my mouth, but you don't need a time machine to shit in my mouth. That's...
Just
that took a lot of turns.
I know. Yeah. Took a lot of turns.
That was complex comedy.
No, but it took turns that I didn't expect, which is what I like.
Yeah, that had a real Rubik's feel to it.
What's the comedy scene in Germany? Like, how?
You know, there's an employee here who, like, that guy back there, he could tell you about
David
it.
Deary.
Yeah.
David Deary.
Well, he performs a lot of times at down at the Poopin' Mouth.
Yeah, the old Poopin' Mouth.
Poopin' Mouth.
Man, I would love to go to church.
That's so fun.
It could happen easily, and you could get a good show.
Really?
I could tell you. That's awesome. I could tell you people it could go
well. Wow. And they all know how to speak English.
Not all of them, but the ones who are at the shows.
Do you know how to speak German?
Nope.
So what were you doing teaching this German autistic kid? Like, were you just like... Fucking study
English.
They were from Israel and they spoke English first.
Oh.
Mm. So I could have said that a Jewish kid wasn't accepted into their school, but
it was
more the autistic part.
So he was Jewish and German.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
So I wonder if he was
Jewish
born,
and autistic.
I wonder if he was born that way or the Germans just beat it into him, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, Jewish autistic, wow. That kind of goes without saying sometimes, right? Brody, what? No?
I'm artistic. How dare you? You don't do that. You don't do that to me. I've been here. I've been watching, listening.
Brody, seriously, man. You can't just run up and grab a microphone. That's
don't
super
do that
cool.
to me. These podcast listeners love me.
I know.
I get lonely.
The people can't get enough, but we still got to give other people a chance.
I've done comedy in Germany. On a scale from 1 to 10, I give it a 9. You got it. Thank you. I'll be in the main room on Wednesday, belly room Thursday.
Allegedly.
Brian, do you want to do the Ice House Friday? All right, cool.
Wow, there
nice.
He goes.
Good job.
Ice
Great
House
job.
Booking. It happened. Good job,
from
man.
Auschwitz to the Ice House. Brian Vokey, everybody. Making stuff fucking happen. It.
What's his Twitter? He's I want to follow him.
He's on Twitter at Brian Vokey. Brian with an A. B-R-
Y, you mean?
B-R-Y.
Brian with an A. Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's
how do you spell Brian with an A?
It would be A-R-Y. R-Y-A-N.
A lot of hipster comedians.
Do you naturally hate Y, Brian?
Yeah, it's
Tony,
the dumbest thing ever.
I know how to say, spell Brian. How do you spell Vokey? O-V-O-K-E-Y.
V-O-K-E-Y. All right, this is the part where we have two regulars who do a brand new minute every single week. They don't get pulled out of the bucket. What they do is a little bit harder and a little bit more extreme because they have to write a brand new minute every single week, which is extremely hard to fucking do. And every week they get mended and bended a little bit every which direction, and we find out something new, different, and crazy about them. So here we go. Your first regular that writes and performs a brand new 60 seconds every week. You know her from Kill Tony. You love her. Put your hands together for Melissa Esslinger, everybody. Here we go.
I went on a Christian binge in 2009, also known as the year I lost all my friends. I started just like doing bumps of Jesus. And I got baptized when I was a sophomore in college, and you can tell it happened in the South because I said I got baptized, which loosely translates to I talk English real good. Yeah, amidst my Bible humping, I transferred to a private Christian school to study film, but I was actually, like, off the Jesus juice by the time I started going to school there. I said the punchline on the wrong side of the joke.
That's okay.
Whoa, cool, thanks.
That was amazing. That was truly amazing.
That's all right. You got this, girl. <All right.
laughs> Finish it, Melissa. Go ahead. Was that it?
Keep going. The train is way off the track.
That's now. It. Fuck yeah, Melissa Esslinger, everybody. I like it. You're talking about getting into Jesus at some point, so much so that at one point, perhaps the most Christian audience member of all time defended you.
It was like Jesus spoke to her. Yeah, during
it was. It was pretty amazing.
But this shows also that supportive yelling out can also throw somebody off. You know, and that...
I mean, she was done. Know, she went punchline in the
she
setup.
She would have said it
yeah.
more.
So why were you so into Jesus in 2009? What happened?
Well, I was 19, so I was looking for identities to try on, you know.
Yeah.
Essentially.
How'd that work out for you? You went to church regularly?
Well, I started... That was when I started ROTC, and...
What's that again? I don't even know what that is.
Military. Training.
Rectal. Oh,
okay. Yeah. And... There's a large demographic of Christians in the military, and also I was in Kentucky, so it was the Bible Belt.
Why were you in Kentucky?
So they all talked you into it.
I was...
It's influential. I went to church when I was in the South, because all my friends are going, and I told my parents, I was like, I want to go to church, and they were like, okay, we'll drive you, and they would drive me and drop me off, and then come pick me up 2 hours later.
Did you ever go to confession?
No, I didn't go to Catholic church. That's Catholic. No. I got kicked out of two churches when I was growing up.
I was Methodist.
You guys believe in black Jesus or white Jesus?
Oh, totally white. White? What happened? Is this... Are people going to hear this?
Oh, my God.
What difference does it make, Brian, that I prefer white?
I believe in that guy who yelled during the set. Why were you in Kentucky, though?
I went to college there. I have family there. My dad's originally from there.
So where did you go to college?
I started in Lexington at UK, and then I transferred to a tiny town called Wilmore.
So you started ROTC at UK?
Yeah, my second year there.
And what branch?
Army.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why you went to church, because it's the worst. Yeah.
Melissa.
Yeah. Yes.
I like that you, when you were a Christian, you were shaking and speaking in tongues, and then you got onto that, and now you're shaking and speaking in jokes.
Yeah, man.
Wow, are you always this nervous?
I'm getting better sometimes.
She's so better. Much better.
Yeah. Yeah. You should have seen her when she was in the Army, just AK-47 just firing off everywhere.
Yeah. It used to be she'd come out.
I was never in the Army just to make that a record.
Michael J. Fox shook a lot.
No, she used to come out and just make a few fart sounds and knock the mic over and then cry in the corner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's
she's really come a long way.
It's almost like
she's still got some ways to go, but I think part of her charm is like, I thought the joke about doing bumps, Jesus bumps, I thought that like part of what made it funny was this, when you kind of stuttered on it, like you were saying something.
Right, yeah, there's no doubt that the nervousness is part of that, delivery. Like it's definitely something that's always going to
set you apart. It's part of the charm, but you just got more like thrown off this week than normal.
Yeah.
And I get it, because Brian Redban looks really good tonight.
It's true.
he's got his extra suave on over there.
And it's also just hard to talk about Christian stuff. It's hard to keep an audience entertained. It's literally, something that is
divisive.
A little bit weird to everybody. And also, it's like the oldest topic, literally, of all time. Mm-hmm. Because it's like religion.
Yeah, the words Christian story. Christian comedy never that's never a good direction.
That's how many people describe Brian Redban. A lot of people say Brian is one of the top Christian comics.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have faith, and I think we all should have faith together from behind.
There you go.
You gotta have faith.
I don't really understand why you started to get into Christian, like why you started going to church, like it.
Yeah,
like I didn't
that's
get
what
that
I would
part.
Have liked
there
more
is,
of
there's thing. A yeah, there's a whole lot of
well, see,
whole
I didn't
lot there that well, I will have.
Let's
to
you got a minute swear. Every week. Yeah. Let's tell the story in order.
Yeah,
don't try to Tarantino this shit.
But like, what was like just a major crux that made you
date.
Just walk into the church?
Well, I was super depressed, and then my roommate upset me on top of school, upset me on top of blah, 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 blah. And then I got help,
and not from anything Christian, but during that time, I needed something.
You needed
to
direction.
Like
it. You needed structure.
And it gave me that.
Which military and church always does.
Yeah.
Well, there
I
you
grew
go.
Up, my dad was in the Air Force, so I grew up in the military.
Okay.
So
okie dokie.
Yeah. Okay.
Guys. No, but I find that. I do. Yeah, I find that like fascinating when you're searching for something and then you end up going to church and then ultimately starting comedy.
Yeah.
Like that's a fascinating
and
transition.
True. Almost getting kicked out of the private Christian school I later was.
Why'd you almost get kicked out for?
Because you have to go to chapel 3 times a week, and I played video games instead.
Yeah, which are way more realistic.
Fuck yeah.
There's your joke. You play video games instead of going to church because they're way more realistic and
I believe
know,
in
than the
more.
Bible.
Yeah,
it's true. Yeah, there man. She goes, everybody. A brand new minute for Melissa Esslinger. We have one other regular. She's our newest one. A few weeks in as a regular. I believe this is both of your first time seeing the new regular.
I've seen her.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this is Sarah Tiana's first time, and Sarah Tiana, as everybody knows, is our head of female comedians here on Kill Tony, so I'm excited for you to see her. It's the stylings of the one and only Vanessa Johnston, everybody. Come on.
The height's always so obvious between the two of us when I get up here. Having no friends sucks. I was really socially awkward as a kid, so I didn't have any friends. But I played it off cool. Like, people be like, hey, so who are your friends? And I was like, friends? Nah, man, I don't like to put labels on things. I fly solo. I'm a singular pea in a singular pod. Lone wolf status. As a kid, you kind of, like, always blame your parents, you know, for, like, why you don't have friends. You're like, why can't you be like all the other kids' parents so I can finally fit in? Like, get a divorce. But until then, don't worry. I got me. I'm going to go play charades by myself and talk to my imaginary friends, Billy, Bob, and Thornton.
There it is. Exactly a minute from Vanessa Johnston. I love that lone wolf chunk, but just like the very like lone wolf thing. Like I would have loved it if you were like, you know, I don't like, you know, being, I don't even know what you were saying, by the way. I don't know what the point was, but it made me laugh when you said, I'm a lone wolf, and then you actually like howled. Sure, there you go. Brian on top of, you know, sound effects from Lucasfilm. I mean, real state-of-the-art right. Fucking things we're dealing with.
What was that? That was weird.
Before, and I'm going to get to that, but I just want to say, like, I would have loved it if whoever you're talking to in that joke, when you go, ow, like, I would have loved it if they were like, you know, if they made fun of you for it or if you got called out for, like, did you just, like, because, like, you do it like it's cool as hell. Like, right. You sell it like, I'm a lone wolf. Ow. But if somebody was like, did you just fucking howl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like the farts. It's like when you act out something on stage, when you make a fart sound or you make a howl sound, it kind of takes you out of like, oh, this person's like now acting or something like that. It's not a joke anymore. It's kind of like, yeah. It throws me off the tracks. It kind of, I'm like, oh, she's howling on stage.
It made me feel like she was nervous.
Yeah.
But I think you can sell it with your swagger, as weird as that sounds, even mm-hmm. though you're still, like, you know, very new. I think that you have this confidence to where you'll be able to take chances like that and be goofy, as long as you're on top of making fun of the crazy shit that you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, if you're there and aware enough to make fun of it, like, I love that, being cool and hip and ballsy, but you have to be there to roast yourself,
right.
If that makes
okay.
sense. You know?
Why didn't you have any friends?
Yeah.
Because I was socially awkward.
But, like, but the problem is, like, yeah. I don't believe that because, I mean, I can feel that in your voice.
I'll tell you what. My mom has schizophrenia.
Oh, Mike's out of the stand.
And my... My mom has schizophrenia and my dad has Asperger's. So I had no social
parents.
That had
to have been the
amazing. So, like, that would endear me to you. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure that you probably bring that up in something mm-hmm. that's not a minute. But, like, just for this 1 minute, I was like, she's so pretty. There's no way she didn't have friends. Like, it was hard. It was hard for me to believe that. But I would feel like like, because you seem like you could be a mean girl, I would think that your friends would have, like, you didn't have friends unless they were, like, mean girls. Does that
your mom
sense?
Has what?
Schizophrenia.
Yeah, who are your parents again?
And your dad has
break it
Asperger's?
Down again.
That's amazing.
Mom, schizophrenia.
The fact that you are, like,
dad
here
Asperger's.
Is amazing.
This is a scene at home. Who am I? Who are you? Eggs!
That's amazing. It's amazing to me that you came from that.
Yeah,
like,
that
that's
you came
incredible.
From that and that you're like a functioning woman
yeah.
doing stand-up. That's amazing.
Yeah. I didn't know two twos made a ten.
Yeah.
See what I did there? Because they're like...
Wow, that was like anti-roasting. That was like
that's our time,
complimenting
guys.
Through humor.
It's true.
And math. What's that? Whoa, look at that.
I think it's funny. I think you have to own that, you know, that your parents are handicapped and you're...
Look
not
at how dressed up
all.
We are. You have hey, a tux on.
I know I have a bow tie on.
I love that.
Normally it's my dog with a bow tie.
He gave me a little shave. Like I like it.
That's I want
incredible.
A copy
that's a good
of that.
Look. Yeah, that's
good
great.
Job, boo.
You can buy a copy of that at RyanJEbelt.com. All of his art's available there. Follow him on Twitter, RyanJEbelt. Vanessa John Stew on Twitter. Oh,
yay.
Oh,
that's
another brand new minute from Vanessa Johnston. Melissa yeah. Esslinger's at Melissa Esslinger at Joshua Martin Comic, the backbone. And here he is, Patty Reagan, everybody. Pat Reagan, Patty
yeah.
Reagan.
I got a new album coming out. It's called I'm Weird and Gross and Nobody Likes Me. It'll be coming out soon.
There he is with the new album. Doug, what's coming up for you?
Doug Benson.
Sarah Tiana, come on. Bring it home.
I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky this week. Next week I'm in Phoenix at the House of Comedy. And then I'm at San Francisco Sketchfest.
Oh, I'm across the street from all of her gigs. Come to my show.
Caroline's first weekend in February in New York City. Live audience, thank you so much. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you.